Hello and good day. Welcome to KXEI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez from the University of Arizona, and today I get to interview Shelby Hoagland. How's it going, Shelby?
It's going great today.
Graduate student within the Department of Environmental Science. Talk to me about what you're working on.
I work in the biogeochemistry lab, and I look at how to recycle organic matter into the soil, like compost and biochar, in two different forms. And the purpose of it is that you can sequester carbon using these materials instead of putting them in the landfill.
Define sequester.
Rather than having the microbes consume the organic matter in a landfill and producing methane or out in a compost pile, you can turn it into biochar. So biochar can be added to soil and it stays in the soil as carbon for years and years.
So sequester is like trapping it, right, in a way?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And then what's biochar?
Biochar is a byproduct of pyrolysis, where you take organic matter, so it's very high carbon content,
Okay. And
you heat it up at a very high temperature with no oxygen in your chamber. The carbon material breaks down, but because there's no oxygen, it does not become CO2. It just remains as C. And also, it's a byproduct because a lot of people do it to get hydrocarbon fuels.
What are you going to do with that biochar?
We have a vineyard down in Sonoyta, Arizona called Dos Cabezas, and we've put biochar into the soil at different application rates.
Okay.
So we have control plots with no biochar, and then we have a very low amount of biochar in some of the plots, and then we have a very high amount to see what the difference is. And in those plots, we're looking at the microbial activity and how that might be changed, and we're looking at the nutrient cycling. Those are big contributors to soil health, and
Okay. Hopefully
in a few years we can also make wine based
on... I'm going to be one of those, like... It appears this had a high level of biochar with some earthy tones. Give it to some, what are they, sommeliers, to see if they can actually taste the difference. Awesome.
And also with the wine grapes, we're looking at how the biochar might affect the plant health too. With wine grapes, you look at the Brix, which is the sugar content of them. We're monitoring that throughout the years too.
And so are you a master's or PhD student?
I'm a PhD student. This is my second year of this project.
Nice work. Couple years. What are you going to do with that PhD?
I really like working in the field and like actually measuring out plots and putting the biochar in and taking samples. So I hope to do something that requires a lot of field work.
She wants to be out in the field. Could be pretty much any type of job, right? Do you want to work government, private, academic, education, nonprofit?
I haven't really decided on that yet,
Okay. But
I really do like education because I think what I'm doing has a lot of applications and not a lot of people are doing it down in Arizona.
You listen to music? You're on KXEI.
Yes, I listen to music every day. I listen to classic rock, and my favorite band is the Moody Blues.
Wonderful. Well, Shelby, we're very excited for you. So happy that you're at the University of Arizona, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXEI Tucson, with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.